on ABC Radio Brisbane, you're listening to Rebecca Levingston.
Devastating news for UQ. Clinical trials of the COVID-19 vaccine have been abandoned after trial participants returned false positive HIV results. So this vaccine is one of the four that the federal government had signed deals for. 51 million doses of the vaccine. It was a $1 billion deal. In a statement to the ASX, CSL, the manufacturer, said it would not progress with phase two or three trials. They stressed that there's no risk to the safety of participants. But when and what's gone wrong here and where to from now? Professor Paul Young is the head of the School of Chemistry and Molecular Biosciences at the University of Queensland. Professor Young, good morning.
Morning, Rebecca.
I want to start by thanking you and your team for all of the hard work that you have put into this vaccine, tireless weeks and months of work. How difficult is this day for you?
Oh, it's extremely difficult. I think the word devastating was used, and that about sums it up. It's not only the tireless amount of work, but it's the emotional input as well and the commitment to the program. I'm so proud of the team.
How did you... Is it you who tells the team? What has happened behind the scenes, Paul?
So we only found out about the halt to the program literally 24 hours ago or so. And so we had a meeting with the team last night to just let them know, and they were quiet, obviously very disappointed and processing that information. I mean, it's extremely sad, and particularly in the face of us about to unveil our unblinded data from the phase one study, which showed that the vaccine was very safe and very well tolerated, and we were exceeding expectations in terms of the neutralising antibody response we were seeing. So it would have been a very effective vaccine, we believe. Mm.
So what is it that was revealed 24 hours ago that means that this has now been abandoned?
Well, it was an issue that we've been working through for you know, some weeks now. What happened this week was that the Australian government had just come to a final conclusion along with CSL that the issue of this low-grade cross-reactivity against HIV was a communication and issue that may not be or was going to be challenging to manage. So it wasn't on the basis of safety or the output of the phase one trial. It was this ongoing concerns about the communication and management of the issue. So just to briefly outline it, I mean, the component of the vaccine that underlines our basic technology is an approach to lock the protein in its shape that induces appropriate immune response. We call it the clamp. And in earlier studies, quite a few years ago now, we determined that small fragments of one HIV protein were the most stable in doing this. We engineered it so that we took out the major antibody binding sites of that particular protein, so we didn't anticipate that this would be an issue. What we have seen is just very low-level weak cross-reactivity. So in the diagnostic assays, it's extremely low, but still picked up as a reactive signal that needs further testing. I guess it's a testament to the quality of the diagnostic assays that it's picking it up at all.
You're listening to Professor Paul Young on a really difficult day. He's head of the School of Chemistry and Molecular Biosciences at the University of Queensland, and he's had to tell his team that the trial will be abandoned. The $1 billion deal with the government for 51 million doses of the UQ COVID-19 vaccine will be scrapped. Just to simplify that explanation that you've given then, you talk about low-grade cross-reactivity to HIV. So in simple terms, some people were coming back with a false positive HIV test result. You could establish that was a false positive and there's no risk to the person. Why is that a problem?
It's about perception and managing that communication in these days of sometimes false information getting out there. I mean, the last thing we want to do is cloud the vaccine story. It's really important that that Australians embrace a vaccine resolution to the COVID outbreak. And this is at a time when there are a number of other vaccines that have now proven to be efficacious. The government has put funding aside to to invest in some of those, and so we will get a rollout of a vaccine early next year. And as I said, the last thing we want to do is cloud that story with perhaps inducing any vaccine hesitancy. Mm. It was a manageable scenario. The testing for HIV in this country requires a number of backup steps. If an initial even weak positive sample gets detected, it then goes for another test, and it would have then been proven to be negative, which is what in fact has happened. So all of those weak positive tests have been subsequently tested with another approach and shown to be non-reactive. So there is no risk. It's entirely safe, but it's around this communication issue.
How many people were volunteers to have the vaccine at UQ?
Yeah, it's a little over 200 were enrolled into two stages of the trial, and a little under, I think it's 168 participants actually received the vaccine itself.
Right. We did hear from one participant this morning who spoke and really eloquently expressed his disappointment because he got involved with the trial to try and do the right thing, and I think you got a real sense of him feeling for your team. Have you communicated much with other participants, and how they're feeling?
I mean, really appreciate that feedback, and you know, we were absolutely, as soon as we saw this result, we got back. It was in fact something that we anticipated as a remote possibility, and we included it in the consent forms that all of the participants signed off on. When we saw the reactivity itself, we ensured that the team at Nucleus, who was dealing with the clinical study, actually called in each individual to have a chat with them to assure them that there were no risks to this. So the participants themselves are well briefed on the issue. In terms of the ethics of running out a clinical trial, we as the drivers of this clinical program really don't have access to talking to them. You know, maybe down the line it would be lovely to chat with them. But anyone who did receive the vaccine has mounted a very good immune response. Mm.
In terms of the hours and days and weeks and months worth of work that has gone into this process, you would hope that is not all wasted. What can be taken from this, even though a vaccine won't come from it?
No, you're absolutely right. And I just correct you on that last point. Even though a COVID vaccine may not come from this,
right.
what it's done, certainly the results of the phase one study and how positive they were, have really reinforced the power of the underlying clamp technology. And this is a platform technology that can be applied to a wide range of viruses. So we're very confident that we'll be able to tweak the system so we don't get this particular false positive readout and apply it to a number of other different viruses. So we've learned a lot during this year, and it will be used.
Well, that is really positive on a day that is difficult for you and your team. Professor Paul Young, I really appreciate you taking the time to explain how things have played out. Thank you so much. And again, thank you to your team. And let's hope more positives continue to come from this.
Thanks, Rebecca. And I'll pass that on to the team. And look, I've got an opportunity to say on here, thank you to the community. We have had amazing support all the way along this journey. So we felt very inspired and supported. So just a big thank you to everyone.
Appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Professor Paul Young, head of the School of Chemistry and Molecular Biosciences at the University of Queensland.
On ABC Radio Brisbane, you're listening to Rebecca Levingston.